China.
I did not hit her. Oh, hi, Mark.
Well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen. How's everyone doing? Welcome to the fucking show and a happy St. Patrick's Day. Let's get some beautiful traditional music on to celebrate Catholicism in Ireland. Because that's what you're celebrating, you fucking drunk American dogs. happy St. Patty's Day. That's incorrect, but I never dare correct anyone on their pronunciation because mine's fucking dodgy. But yeah, it's St. Patrick's Day. It is. I'm in Adelaide, Southern Australia. 2:35 and it's 28 degrees. Now, there's not a big Irish contingent or diaspora down here, so I'm a bit on my Jack Jones. It's the last day of the fucking festival, ladies and gentlemen. It's finishing on St. Patrick's Day. Is that some sort of symbolism? I don't know. I think last year I just started doing this podcast last year solo on my own, and I think one of the first episodes was a deep dive on St. Patrick's Day, because, you know, we do history. A culture and religion and gossip and whatever the fuck I feel like doing at the time. Maybe have a little fucking mental breakdown, you know what I'm saying? But St. Patrick's Day is when we celebrate as Irish people, and then everyone around the world celebrates as the fucking spawn of Irish people, or because they like fucking alcohol, or they like the crack and the banter. We celebrate Ireland dropping its paganism and its savagery and becoming a civilized Christian country. And that was thanks to a Welshman called Patrick. He got the saint afterwards, you know what I mean? You can't just get the saint. I will get saint status after I do something that... Well, people at the time will say I was fucked up, but in years to come, they'll be like, Jesus-like character, for sure. Messianic. Anyway, so I can't remember what I said last year, but I'll just riff off what I remember from school about St. Patrick. Nave Padrick, Osquelga, and Vulain Dina Amakonsha, Egg Eishtokle on podcast, and Vul Shiv Inon Akoint Osquelga. I went to Irish school for many years, and it really stumped my English and my mental growth, but I'm thinking about maybe doing stand-up in Irish at some point, because it might be an easy cash grab. Cultural shit is an easy cash grab. It doesn't even have to be fucking good or funny. Who gives a fuck? I can speak it. Does it make sense? Barely. But I can do it. Can I pronounce it correctly? Not a hope. Neil ain't chance. But anyway, getting back to it. So we were savage pagans, indigenous. Like, picture a pasty, round-eyed Aboriginal, you know, fucking rolling through the bushes, throwing shit. That's what us... That was us back then, you know, that was us. Until, and then the lads next door, they weren't nice, you know. I can't remember the first time that it's documented that the English people came and looked at us like we were in a fucking zoo. But I think it was probably post Padraic. So anyway, Patrick, some Welsh young fella, tight arse, strong legs, playing on a beach, right? Somewhere off Fishguard in Wales and the west coast of Britain. And he obviously was got caught alone, or he wasn't paying attention, or he was, I don't know what he was doing. Maybe he was taking a little piss in the sea or something. A couple of Irish pirates strolled up. They're like, let's get ourselves a slave. The only documented Irish slavery is a Welshman. So they brought him on the boat. I don't know what happened on the boat. No one knows what happened on the boat. But it is kind of universally known that pirate ships didn't respect consent that much. So you know what I mean? I reckon they made him someone's girlfriend, if you know what I'm saying. So they sail across the Irish Channel, right? With Patrick as a slave, chained in the basement of the ship, and they sell him at the port to some farmers or some shit, and Patrick is transported across the country, and he becomes a shepherd, I think in the West Coast, somewhere in Galway. Let's say Galway, fuck it, who cares? Do you think there's a real book written on this? I mean, there is, to fucking the scriptures, like, but I'm not going to read that. Anyway, so Patrick is working on a farm somewhere in fucking, you know, pagan Ireland. Did they have farming before, while they were pagans? That's a good, I see in my timeline now, I don't know if I'm correct here. Anyway, who gives a fuck? So anyway, he's a shepherd, but he's probably been starved to death by his owners. This is the first time you've documented some Irish people oppressing someone from Britain, fucking, besides the rat. But like, you know, you live, you learn, you forgive. And so he has a vision from God. I don't know if they had God over there in fucking Wales. Probably some sort of Protestant Church of England God, or like a false prophet, if you don't mind my honesty. But so he had a vision, and he was like, these fucking pagan savages, these white Indians, they need fucking God. They're treating me like shit. They need Jesus Christ in their life. Jesus Christ had died 700 years before, or something like that. You know what I mean? Give it up for the fucking Dubliners there, great band. Look, we'll give them a fucking. We'll give him. That's for the Dubliners. Anyway, we're keeping it traditional today, you know what I'm saying? Happy St. Patrick's Day. So he has a vision. So he was like, I'm going to bring Catholicism to Ireland. But what I think was, he was getting fondled on the boat, and he was like, I'll get this whole fucking country fondled. That's what I'll do. I think the religion was an act of revenge on the Welsh lads, the Welsh lad Patrick's behalf. He was like, I'll get my absolute revenge on these savages. What they need is Jesus Christ. But anyway, thank God we got Patrick, because we got organized religion. You need something organized, don't you? You can't be just flinging your shit and screaming at the moon the whole time. Or can you? I don't know. I haven't figured that out myself. I'm half tempted to see if I can get back into some sort of paganism. You know what I mean? If the moon starts talking back, by God, I'll start killing. Anyway, that's the story of St. Patrick. Loosely enough, that's broken down. That's like the layman's. That's what they say. It's a layman's story of St. Patrick. I don't even know who these cons are. Anyway, so yes, last day of the festival. Yesterday was a fantastic day. So remember, the day before yesterday, or yesterday when I was talking on the podcast, I said, I will fucking burn comedy as the art form to the ground. I will singe its ashes amongst this scorched earth. I'm fucking over it, and I'm going to ruin it for everyone. And I had a good day yesterday, so I was like, comedy's alright. Actually, comedy's cool, man. You know what I mean? You have a good day, you change your mind. That's alright. That's alright. It's called being open to change. That's called having compromise. Some people don't have compromise. I do. And I had a bad day the day before, and I had a good day yesterday, and now comedy's alright again. So I'm not going back to the building site quite yet. Although if there's anyone out there in Cork, I need a construction job in June. Fuck, it's going to be tough. I don't like telling people I do this on a construction site because they're mean. They're like, tell us a joke. And then they're like, you're not funny. And they're like, you fucking... This is why you're on a construction site, you dumb cunt. And then they hate you, you know what I mean? And then you're fucked. It's the last day, guys. Last day of the Adelaide Festival. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me. Next, we're off to Melbourne. But before that, we'll go to the Grampians. You know what I mean? This is like a travel show. I'm like Anthony Bourdain before whatever happened to him happened. Let's not get into it. Happy St. Patrick's Day, folks. Have an absolutely wonderful day.